Check this baby out.
The planet has a fever.
And the only prescription is more cowbell.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Hello.
Oh, no, they're back.
Testing.
No, yeah, no. Oh, yes.
1, 2, 1, 2.
Gigi Edgley, I play Chiana on Farscape, and I'm the host of Jim Henson's Creature Shot Challenge, and you're listening to Two Downies Dudes.
Julian, what's a shithawk? Some kind of a shitty bird that swoops down and puts poop onto you.
I'm Eric.
I'm Robbie, and this is podcast number 77 of Two Downies Dudes for September 26th, 2015. On this episode, we talk about the Blue Hill Faith, things get deep as fuck with Bro Dudeman, and we do some news.
Come on, dude.
Are we on?
We are.
Beautiful.
So, we are back.
Yet again, another week.
We are.
Another week of our life wasted sitting here talking to each other.
Yeah, and this week it's just the two of us.
It's just the two of us.
I was hoping I could get you singing that.
We can podcast if we try. Just the two of us.
You and I.
Nice.
Weird that I hit the low note on
that. I know,
that.
Right?
People weren't expecting that.
No, I threw them for a loop. So how you been?
Not bad. I was just recalling some kind of listener feedback that we neglected to mention last week.
Okay.
And our listener feedback is interesting because we're constantly just digging for it.
Right.
And I just bring up shit that people aren't even, like, don't want recognition for. Just anytime I hear that anybody's heard of our podcast, I talk about it.
Right. And them.
And
where they were, who they are. Right.
Just give them a shout out. Like, not a single person has asked for a shout out, yet we're just constantly giving people shout outs. So I did have a situation that was kind of cool like a week ago or so, and I told you about it, but I woke up to a knock on the door at 7:30 in the morning last week, and I am not a morning person.
No.
As you know.
Well, you are. If morning was like,
well, one in the morning,
right.
I'm good.
Or 11 in the morning.
Right.
Like 11:30 in
that's
the morning.
That's true.
That's still technically morning.
Yeah. Like, I'm usually up at 1 or 2 in the morning.
Right.
Just I haven't gone to sleep yet.
Exactly.
So, yeah, woke up to a knock on the door, 7:30 a.m., on my bedroom door, mind you.
Oh. So they've already infiltrated the home.
Oh, they're in the apartment.
Right.
And it was a plumber that my landlord had dispatched to come here, and he kind of let me know that the plumber was coming, so I was expecting that a plumber was coming at some point.
You just thought normal people start their day at like noontime.
Fucking, yeah.
Right.
Like, Jesus.
Instead of
on.
7 in the morning.
Right.
Right. When most people get
who
to work.
Who the fuck does that?
Well, I do that. I mean, I tend to be on the job around 7,
yeah.
7:30. That's just normal people hours, but, you know.
So.
Yeah.
So, yeah, 7:30 in the morning, guy knocks on the bedroom door, and I'm like, what the fuck? And mind you, like, Sarah pretty much jumped out of the bed because she was staying here.
And had just been robbed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Recently.
So, this old guy was at the door, probably in his 60s, I'd say. And he said, you know, I'm here to install the new hot water heater. I was like, oh, cool. You know, give us like 10 minutes and we'll get ready and get out of here.
Which is in your bedroom. In the
it
closet.
Is, yeah. Uh-huh. Exactly.
Just because I was just looking around this tiny little apartment and thinking, where in the fuck is there a hot water tank?
Yeah, you ought to see it. I'll show you after the podcast because it's fucking balling.
Yeah.
I got a decked out hot water heater.
Oh, yeah?
It's got like fucking ground effects and like crazy LED screens and projectors.
Wow.
And fucking pretty sure there's a TV in it.
No shit.
Yeah,
that's
so it's
hardcore.
Sweet, yeah, surround sound.
Surround sound.
It does look futuristic. It does have like a digital readout on the front
uh-huh.
that's like glowing and you can set the temperature on it.
Wow.
And, but, yeah, it's pretty sweet, but that was kind of a surprise. So we got ready and went to leave. We figure, well, you know, I had to be at work at 9, and she had to go to work in Bangor anyway. So we went and got breakfast at Flexit, and then I came back up to grab my laptop and head to work, and the plumber's assistant or helper was up here, and he was a guy probably in like his like mid to late 30s, I'd say.
Uh-huh.
And he's standing in the living room. And in this very room with this very desk, and looked down at the desk, and he's like, oh, huh. He's like, so you're one of the Two Downies Dudes, huh? And I mean, maybe he'd never even heard of it, and he just saw the desk and.
Like, but he said, "This is where the magic happens."
He's like, "Yeah, this is where the magic happens." I was like, "Yeah, this is it." I was like, "You listen to the podcast?" He goes, "Oh yeah, me and my buddies listen."
No shit.
Like, wow, no shit. Yeah. So always cool to hear that people are listening.
Absolutely. I mean, we thought it was like two people. It's like so far with the, I think it's got to be like at least five or six now.
We're getting, yeah, we're almost into the double digits.
That's impressive. That's really impressive.
So that was pretty cool.
So there's his shout out that he didn't ask for.
Yeah.
He probably didn't want any kind of recognition.
Whoever you are, plumber guy.
Yeah.
Here's a shout out to you. Another thing I wanted to bring up, we're way late on this, as we are with most things, mm-hmm. but Blue Hill Fair came and went.
Blue Hill Fair, yes.
And yes. We went to the Blue Hill Fair together.
We did.
And we saw a hell of a show.
We did.
Which I actually participated in.
Yes, because your girlfriend threw you to the wolves.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So nicely volunteered me.
Yeah, see, my wife doesn't do shit like that. Because she knows that, like, she does it to me, I'll make it 400 times worse for her.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, payback's always a motherfucker. So, I don't ever get thrown to the wolves like that. Because I got no problem throwing her back at the wolves.
Right.
So, that's what you need to do. Like, you need to set a precedent now. You need to make it, like, no.
Like a backhand.
Exactly. Exactly. Right?
You just, like a metaphorical backhand.
Exactly, right. Metaphorically speaking. No, not an actual backhand. Like, don't actually backhand.
I'm a Down East dude.
Yeah. But you need to set, like, you need to set the tone right now.
Right.
To stop that shit from happening.
Freaking volunteer me.
Because you know the next time you're at the Grand, or, you know what I mean? Like, you go to a Bob Marley show or something, she's gonna purposely point you out to some comedian so that they'll ridicule you so can get a cheap laugh out of it.
God damn it. Yep.
So you just got to, you know, set the bar high right now. So make payback, really. Like, you should seek out some kind of an event where you could throw her under the bus.
Right.
Not literally throw her under a bus.
Oh,
you know what
shit.
I mean? Just like, but like, oh. Basically do to her what she did to you.
Right. Strain it. Well, see, that's the difference, though, too, is she's more of an extrovert. I'm an introvert, so... You know, you would think, like, I can get behind this microphone and we can talk all day.
Right.
But that's why we haven't had a lot of, like, we hesitated for a while to have guests on the podcast because we may sound like these outgoing guys that are in the public eye or,
but
well,
in all reality,
10 people's eyes.
We're terrified little boys.
Yeah, we're fucking weirdo recluses that don't really like people or socializing.
Right.
So I hate shit like that. It wouldn't bother her. Like, if I volunteered her, she'd go right up there. And you could tell the guys that were, like, all about it. You know, they'd go up and they got their hands in the air. And they're, you know, volunteering themselves. Uh-huh. Me, like, oh, no, let's have a panic attack.
Yeah, and we're the ones that always get picked because we're the ones that won't make eye contact. Like, the minute they say I need a volunteer, my eyes are instantly on my shoes. Or, like, looking at the guy next to me, just hoping, God, please, don't look at me. Don't look at me.
Right.
Yeah. And guaranteed you're the first person that's going to get picked.
Yeah. Now, the show itself was pretty interesting, and it appealed to the manly side because it was a, what are they, like the National American
Breaking. They break shit. They just break stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just, like, fucking cool. Break stuff.
I mean, that's cool. Breaking shit's cool. It was like breaking shit with Jesus.
Yes, right. There was a catch.
There was a catch,
which none of us really knew until it was one of those things where it just started to add up as you looked around. It was like the National Breaking Ministry. I was like, ministry.
Yeah.
And then you listen to the music, and it's like they sound like cool hip rock songs, but none that you've ever heard of, which is always a tip off. Like, oh, it's Jesus music.
It's Jesus music.
And then you listen to the words, and it's like, oh shit, this isn't like alternative rock. This is Jesus rock.
He came and he saved me, and I feel warm light inside me. I mean, you listen to the lyrics, and you start going, wait a minute. And then, like you said, you start looking around at some of the banners and some of the flyers and some of the things they had going, and it's like, uh-oh.
Right.
Oh, man, here we go. So at first I thought, well, it'll just be the show, and that's that. And maybe they'll just say, if you want any more information about what we do, check out our booth.
Yeah.
But no. I mean, they gave us the whole... And Gil, I felt... I well, I felt guilty, which takes a lot for me to feel guilty, but it's the wife. I mean, it took me 20 minutes to convince her that we weren't going to throw money at these people and we're getting the hell out of there. You know what I mean? And I know I sound like a heartless fuck, but I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, and it's not like they were even really pushing Jesus, because that would be one thing. That makes it easy. It's like, oh, no, I don't do the Jesus thing.
Right.
They were doing the whole starving children
in
thing.
In Africa thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The $28 a month. Yeah, dollar a day. We'll feed a kid six times, which I'd like to know what the fuck they're feeding them.
Right. For a buck a day.
And cardboard.
Maybe.
It's like, oh, a dollar a day. We'll feed 20 children. Like, fucking feed them what? Sand?
Do you just rip the dollar up into, like, 20 pieces and feed them the dollar? I don't understand. Like, yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of fucked up. And then the show itself, you realize, is basically really gimmicky.
It is. It's pretty gimmicky.
I mean,
yeah.
Don't get me wrong. They were doing some pretty cool acrobatics.
Yeah.
There was some interesting stuff that they did that takes a lot of acrobatic skill. But as far as real strength and skill in breaking things, not so much. Like,
no.
The boards you saw, the way that the grain goes, first of all, they were like an eighth of an inch thick.
Right. They weren't very thick boards.
And then the way that the grain
now,
goes,
you actually got to hold, because you were involved in the show. You got to touch some of that wood. And yeah. I'm talking about like the physical, the wood, the real, the like the plank. What do you think? Was it light? Was it like feather light?
There was nothing.
It was like
it.
A piece of cedar.
It felt like a shingle. Yeah, it felt like a cedar shingle, but with the grain going the opposite way, like vertically when you look at the end of the board. And what they did was they had me lay down on the stage on a little target and put my knees apart and prop the board up on my knees. And then he was going to jump up in the air and kick one and break one up in the air and then bring his other foot down and kick it on the way down through between my legs and break that one, which led to a really awkward moment because I kind of shit on their punchline and made it awkward because they basically, they set it up, they put the thing on my knees, and then they have a little bit that they do where I think they're expecting a yes or no answer. They're like, oh, do you plan on having kids? And I'm assuming if it's a yes answer, they're like, oh, well, not anymore.
Right.
Or if it's no, like, oh, that's a good thing.
Right.
But I got, like, choked up because I like, legitimately was pondering the question, like, yeah, I don't know if I want to care. Like, so I was like, maybe I've considered it. Like, I still haven't quite settled one way or another. It's a possibility.
You actually answered and it legitimately.
He's just, like, looking at me and then, like, looking at the crowd and looking at me. He's like, hope not, because now he like fucked him all up because he wasn't expecting me to like
reflect.
You came up like
you were looking for some guidance and some counseling. Well, I don't know. I mean, do you have kids? What do you think? Do you think it's a good idea? Yeah,
you got that little adopted black kid. Yeah. So like, I mean, I don't know. Like
I could do that or I could have my own. I mean, I've thought about it. I mean, who hasn't, right? Like everybody's thought about it, but the guy's all
he was not expecting that.
You really should have gone on about it. You should have just thrown Sarah just for a loop, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, now don't volunteer me for shit. You could have started crying and shit, you know? Like,
I don't even know if I can have kids to begin with.
I've dreamed of it, but I'm not sure if it's possible.
I'm a father material. I grew up without a father. Really fucked that guy up.
That would have been the way to go.
Oh, that's what I should have done.
Oh, yeah. That would have been great.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it was a show. It was the first thing we did when we walked into the Blue Hill State Fair. We got sucked in. Well, I got sucked into nunchucks. I saw nunchucks and swords.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, "Whoa, what's this?" And then there was that Jack dude. I mean, I would always spend a long time talking about this one thing at the Blue Hill Fair, but of course it was the Blue Hill Fair. It was about the only thing that really was there.
Right.
But there was that, I thought he was a plant. I thought that guy was staged. He was like part of the deal.
Right.
But you said you think you've seen him around.
I actually, yeah, I kind of know who he is because I've done work for him before. He's come into the shop where I work.
Really?
And
just to put it in context for anybody listening, he's I would say a Van Damme lookalike.
Yes.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
But probably bigger and in better shape.
Right, right. But like twice as big, if not bigger.
Yeah. He's a spectacle. Like you don't see guys that look like him in Maine. I mean, I know some big guys, some guys that are in shape.
Right.
But he is, like, for one, like a genetic mutant.
Yeah.
You know, because that's not just hard work. I work out a lot, and I have worked out a lot, and there's no way, even with steroids, that I could ever look like that dude. He's just got great genes. Obviously, he's worked hard.
Right. I think, he might have started with something that looked pretty good, and then he just improved upon that.
Yeah. Fucking huge
and
jacked. That
was a monster. Yeah. He was a fucking monster, and I thought for sure, this guy's a plant. Like, They put him in the audience to call him out at some point to do some kind of crazy thing or something. But no, I think he was legit just somebody there watching.
He was, and he lives on, I can't remember, it's like maybe Swan's Island or Islesford or something. He lives on one of the outlying islands.
Really?
And he's actually got like a southern accent. He moved up here with his wife, I think he said. I talked to him at one point, you know, when I was doing some work for him.
So, I mean, you can verify he's not part of the show.
Yeah, and as we walked around the fair later on that day, and then Sarah and I went back later that night for dinner, we pretty much hit the fair for, like, three meals and, like, left in between.
Gross.
But any time that I went by that show, there was a different dude. And it was funny, though, because at one point in the show, they ask for, you know, okay, like, look around the crowd, like, who's the biggest guy? I saw that dude just, like, everybody around him just kind of laughed, and he just shook his head and, like, tried to duck behind another guy, because it was pretty obvious.
Right. He was the biggest
dude. There was not,
the
like,
audience.
A close second. No. He was just, like, there was him, and then the next guy, probably, you know, closest to his size, was about 30% smaller than him.
Right.
And less jacked.
Yeah, so it wasn't really no competition for him at all. No.
But, yeah, and then he went up, and it was nothing special that he had to do, so he wouldn't
to break some bricks with a bat or something.
Yeah,
or
so it's not like they needed a plant anyway. No. They just needed some big dude to show that big dude hit one of the cinder blocks or little cinder plates with a bat and only was able to break two. And then the breaker dude gets on there, uses his fist or uses his arm, and breaks through 12 or whatever.
Right.
Which is just basic physics. It has nothing to do with really skill or strength. It's just the fact that when you break one of those, the energy transfers into the next one down. So when you use a flat arm and hit the top one with your flat arm, it splits in the middle, and then that, you know, puts downward pressure on the next one, and then it perpetuates and actually gains as it goes down, gains more momentum, and then blows out the bottom one.
Right.
Goes all the way through. So doesn't matter fucking who you are. Anybody can do that compared to, you know, using a bat where you've got a small impact radius and it's not going to transfer as much energy.
Wow.
That I know that sounds smart. Jesus it's probably Christ. Like 70% bullshit, but it's more or less that's how it goes.
Right. Yeah, I know. I mean, it was cool. It was cool. Yeah. I don't know how we got sucked into it so deep, but we did. We got with the whole show. We were right there.
And it was fucking 300 degrees.
Oh, Jesus Christ, man. I
was so hot
marinating.
And dusty.
And then we went and walked around the Blue Hill State Fair.
Oh, yeah.
The truest Down East country fair there is.
Yeah.
And I, you know, fuck Freiburg, right? I mean, fuck Freiburg.
I haven't been to Freiburg.
I have.
Yeah.
It's the state's biggest fair. Well, it's more ground than it is fair. It's like if you took the Blue Hill State Fair, all that comes with it, all that encompasses it.
Right.
And then put it on like a 70-acre or 400-acre lot and added way more booths than that's the fair.
Gotcha.
So more crafts booths, more, you know, more local booths. That's basically what the Freiburg Fair is. So it's a country fair. And honestly, I don't think the Freiburg Fair has even the amount of animals that the Blue Hill State Fair does.
Right.
And that's why I enjoy the Blue Hill State Fair far more than the Bangor.
Oh, the Bangor Fair is awful.
It is. It's horrible. And the Blue Hill State Fair is my favorite because of the animals. Because I really, really like walking around and seeing all the cows, the pigs, the bulls, the horses, the whole nine, the llamas. I mean, they got it all up there. They got chickens, they got rabbits and goats, the man sheep. And I love it.
Yeah.
It's like being at a farm.
It is. There's a lot more agriculture there, a lot more local vendors and food compared to the Bangor Fair, where it's pretty much just your, like, run-of-the-mill Smokies or whatever the hell it is now.
Right. Fiesta shows.
Traveling, fiesta shows.
And I believe the Blue Hill State Fair is still Smokey's Greater Shows.
Is it really?
I think so, yeah. Oh,
shit.
Yeah.
Huh.
But
so it the fair was the fair.
It was the fair, and I can't wait to go again next year.
Yep.
Because I love me some fair.
We actually, we cut out pretty early, though. We didn't walk around for too long because it was just so goddamn hot.
It was. It was a really, really hot day.
We went out to Gamma's pool and went swimming instead.
Yep. Yeah, we opted for a swimming pool. Well, I mean, I did what I wanted to do. I got my fries.
Right.
I got my snossage, and that's it. Like, that's pretty much, that's the reason I go to and the animals. And I walked around and saw the animals. That's my fair experience.
Yeah.
I don't do rides. I used to play games. I don't fuck with games anymore because that's just a ripoff and a waste of money. Do a little gambling. I buy the little
peel-off 50 tickets.
50-cent peel-off tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah. A $5 stack. I play my winnings, and when I'm out, I'm out. That's it. And that's my fair experience.
Yeah, we hit the highlights.
Yep.
Now, Jesus, I can't even remember if it was before the fair or after the fair. You guys actually came up to camp, too.
We did.
It's been like a fucking month of just straight up Maine experience.
Yes, that was after fair. That was
after
that
fair.
That was like a week or more after fair. That was just last weekend.
Yeah.
Well, no.
Not
no.
This past weekend,
right.
The weekend before.
Weekend before, right. So at some point, we went up to camp anyways.
We went up to camp, yeah. You had a good experience up to camp.
We had a good time, as always.
Yeah.
Well, it's not like we haven't been up to camp before.
It's true.
I mean, we've done up to camp a few times.
Yeah.
It was good.
We ate a lot of food.
Good food.
Weather was decent.
Weather was
we
great.
We did some swimming.
We did a lot of swimming on Saturday. Saturday was a beautiful day. I mean, it was a little chilly in the morning, but that's to be expected this time of year.
Right.
But, you know, as the day went on, it got warmer. We went swimming and no boats, no jet skis.
No toys, which I know you don't care about.
Not at all.
I was
because I had
pumped.
A kayak. I hopped in the kayak. I went fishing for an hour or so, just paddling around.
Yeah, that was an emasculating moment for me because we're getting ready to go up to camp and I have the vehicle that I bought most recently, which I haven't had all that long.
No, a couple few weeks.
Yeah, well, months. A couple
whatever.
Months. And but it's a Lexus SUV.
Right.
And it's basically, it's a, like a soccer mom SUV.
That's I was going to say. It's a soccer mom vehicle.
Yeah.
Right.
So
it's not just a soccer mom SUV. An SUV is a soccer mom vehicle. Men drive trucks. Men drive pickup trucks.
I would argue that point. Like, fucking Escalade or like a big Suburban. Well, no, Suburbans have turned into a soccer mom vehicle too.
I give you credit if it's like a 1988 Suburban,
right?
You know what I mean, or like an 83 Bronco,
right?
Like I give you some props on that.
Yeah, the old 80s Suburbans they used for haying,
exactly.
Like the guys that would go out haying and throw the fucking bales of hay in the back.
That's right, because that was a truck. That was a truck with a cap on it,
right?
I mean, that's what it was.
Yeah,
but anything
permanent cap,
anything from say 2000 on, yeah, you're a soccer mom.
It did. It replaced the station wagon, basically.
Or the all-wheel drive Subaru wagon.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I got the Lexus SUV, and I figured, like, oh, you know, the boat's already up there at camp. The Wave Runner was down here, down at my parents' house. So I figured, oh, I'll just go over and hook on, haul the Wave Runner up to camp, and then I can back the boat in. So it's like, oh, just need a trailer hitch. That's all, you know, just a tow hitch ball, whatever. But that's the whole thing.
Ball, right?
Is I don't fucking know what any of that is. So I had to call Jen, you know, who is my female friend, and like basically like beg and plead for her to explain it to me and figure it out. At first I tried playing it cool.
Right.
I was like, hey, I'm going to camp this weekend. I'm going to need to haul the Wave Runner up and put the boat in. So, like, I'm going to need a tow hitch ball.
Yeah, tow hitch
ball. And she's like, ball, well, wait, okay. What do you need? I was like, the ball, I don't fucking know. Like, I need to put the boat in. Like, whatever I need for that. She's like, well, you don't just need the ball. Like, do you have a receiver?
Right.
I was like,
I
get a receiver. I think, I don't know what a receiver is. It's like, I don't fucking know. Do I have a receiver? I don't know what a receiver is. All right. Like, you outed me. I'm busted. Just, I have no idea. And then, like, as I'm on the phone with her, I walk around to the back of it and realize it doesn't have a receiver.
Right. Nowhere to put the ball.
No.
Right.
So if I would have gone to whatever freaking Napa or someplace and bought a ball, I would have had nowhere to put it.
Right.
Well,
your bumper must have a hole in it. So you could have stuck a ball hitch in your bumper.
Just in my bumper, just in the plastic.
Usually they have steel underneath.
I got nothing.
You got no hole in your bumper right underneath your license plate holder?
Nope.
Wow, that thing is useless.
Yeah, exactly. I would have to have a receiver welded on.
Right, so you'd have to have a re-hitch, right. I believe is what it's called, which is the square receiver for the big boy hitch, which is attached to your frame.
Yeah, see, I don't even have that.
See, my truck, I just have a hole in my bumper.
Ball goes up through.
Correct. And I just have a ball hitch right on the back of my bumper. Nope. But that's not a real hitch. That's not like a real... I mean, I could haul a small trailer. I could probably haul your Wave Runner with it.
Right.
That would have been all right. But I wouldn't go anything beyond that. Plus, my truck really can't haul much, so...
Right.
But you get into bigger, heavier equipment, you're looking at it. You want a Reese hitch.
True.
Right. True.
Yeah. I know I say that like I know. Yeah. I'm trying to fucking recoup some of my masculinity here.
Just along for the ride here.
Yeah. Especially after the podcast. Well, actually, the last two podcasts, you know, I kind of lost a bit of my man card between the romantic getaway and the spirituality podcast.
Right.
There was a lot of talk of meditation and spirituality,
right?
Which I figured you'd probably make fun of me for.
I mean, you know, I could, but I won't. I mean, you know, I make fun of you enough. I don't think I need to harp on your spiritual well-being,
right? Which actually, a lot of people don't realize that Eric of Two Down East Dudes is a pretty spiritual guy himself.
I don't know about that.
I'd say so. I actually was hoping that you could have been here for that one, but
I was dying.
You were dying,
right?
Yeah,
emphysema. I believe you diagnosed me with
a cold, as you call it.
Well, I call it a cold. You apparently think it's emphysema.
Pretty convinced,
right?
So, now given that spirituality
podcast,
I think that
health, fitness, wellness, and spirituality.
Yes. Bro,
and masturbating? No, I mean meditating.
Yeah, right. I don't think masturbating was part of it.
No. Was that after? Like after
that? That was, yes. That's what we did after.
See, I told you I could make fun of you.
There
for
you go.
It.
So,
like, I could.
You said you weren't going to, and then you fucking set me up.
I know, but I couldn't. Like,
crushed my soul.
I couldn't help myself. All right. So, anyways, Bro Dudeman did come in to kind of talk about said podcast.
Yeah, he wanted to do his own little thing. I think he felt left out because we didn't have him on for that topic.
Right.
He was a bit bummed. So,
although I feel like he wouldn't have showed up knowing that Nick was here.
I think he's pretty afraid.
I think he is. He won't admit it, but I think he's scared of Nick and Chris. I think he's really worried about them guys.
Yeah.
So, but he did come in. He came in with just me, and we talked about his take on health, wellness, fitness, nutrition, and spirituality.
Yeah.
So this week we have Bro Dudeman coming in, and I believe he's coming in because of the recent podcast that Robbie had with Nick and
John,
that where they discussed diet, nutrition, exercise, and spirituality. And I think Bro wanted to come in and give his two cents on that. So how's it been, bro? How you been?
What's going on, bro?
Not much. I haven't seen you in a while.
No, kind of mad, man. I mean, like, you guys did a whole thing on, like, health and fitness and spirituality, and, like, you didn't come to the bro first. I'm kind of mad about that because, like, I can spirituality, too, like, just as good as those guys.
You can, right.
And I know, I mean, look at me. You know I know health and fitness, obviously.
Right. I mean, we know you work out. You lift, obviously. I mean, you have stated in the past that you practice American Jiu-Lift, bro.
Right.
So,
and I mean, I know, like, those guys, like, this beef there, and you guys know that. That's why it kind of, like, bothers me that you went to them for that, because that's like going to McDonald's when, like, you got Burger King. Like, you don't mix brands like that. You
right.
know what I mean? There's, like, the Bro Dudeman name, and then, like, those dudes who are, like, I think they're, like, scared of me or whatever.
Right. I doubt that. But so, well, we're sorry. We didn't, no hard feelings. You know, we love you. We love having you on. So we don't want to hurt you or anything. And that's why we said yes to you coming and giving a rebuttal, if you will.
Yeah. I'm going to just, like, clear the air about some things that they said that was, like, totally inaccuracies or whatever.
Right. Okay. So, well, let's talk about, all right. So the topic of that podcast was diet, nutrition, and spirituality. and exercise. So what is your take on, like, diet? What's in nutrition? And
look, well, like that one dude said, I got a brother that's like real smart with this stuff.
Oh, you have a brother?
Yeah, he's like a smart brother. Well, I got a couple brothers. I got bro and dude.
Okay.
And then Clarence. And he's like a lawyer or a psychologist or something. He's a smart one.
Okay. So there's a few bros in the family. So bro is like a family name. So there's like this bro, there's bro junior, bro senior. Is your father a bro? Is he also a bro?
Yeah, but no, they're different bros. There's not like a bro junior because it's just like there's my dad he's Brothaniel. And then he named me Brodica. And then there's my brother Brosif.
I see.
And then there's Dude, which is Dudica, and then Clarence.
Okay. All right. And then Clarence.
Who's like the doctor or whatever.
Right. The one with the normal name. Okay. So, well, all right. So you have a smart brother. So diet, nutrition.
Yeah. He's like a physician.
Okay. I see.
Something. So, yeah. And like I was talking to him and he was saying that like what that dude Nick was saying is like that's the paleo diet, which comes like from the paleodontal phase of the earth, which is like cavemans and shit. So, but the thing is like the whole idea is like we're eating the caveman diet, right? But like how do we know what the cavemans was eating back then, bro? Like you weren't there back then, so like how do we know they didn't have Chex Mix or like Cheerios?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like if we haven't found, like, we haven't found a Chex Mix bag yet, so we don't really know, like, if they had that back then. So that whole, like, paleo diet thing, that doesn't make sense, because we don't really know what they were eating back then.
Okay. Yeah. So that's what you took from listening to that podcast?
Yeah, I didn't buy it, and, like, I ran it by my brother, and that's what he was saying, is like, because he's like a pharmaceuticalist or whatever, but he said that, like, we don't know, like, they could have had Pop-Tarts. You know,
your brother said this.
Yeah.
The smart one.
Well, that's kind of like, I'm kind of mad living what he was telling me. So it's, but basically that's what he was saying is like, we don't really know.
Okay.
So I don't buy that whole thing. Like, I just, like, straight up left, like,
so what's a healthy diet? For Bro Dudeman, what's a healthy diet?
I do like a lot of eggs, bro. A
lot of eggs.
A lot of steak.
Right.
A lot of like your fundamentals like Denny's and McDonald's and like whatever gets your it's about calories. It's a numbers game and it's about calories, man.
I guess.
You got to get those calories in no matter what they are, what they're coming from.
I see.
That's the Bro Dudeman diet.
For lifting,
yeah.
Right.
I shoot for like 10,000 calories a day.
Wow.
And like I fall short every day and every night I go to sleep feeling like a failure.
Because
but like that drives
you didn't
me to
hit 10,000 calories in a day.
And like
which
I
is probably might be a good thing. I mean that's a lot of calories. So all right, so in your opinion, diet, it doesn't matter where the food comes from as long as you're getting the calories every day that you're allotting for yourself.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So as far as I guess nutrition take is you really don't have any nutrition in your diet? I mean,
I get like plenty of nutrition. Like I eat just like I had like Wendy's for lunch, but like I got it without the sauce.
Okay. Oh, I see. So just the bun, the burger, the cheese and the.
Yeah, well, it was like a triple burger.
Oh, okay. All right, excellent. So, all right, well, then off. Okay, so now we know what your take on, you know, nutrition and diet is for what you would call healthy living. So what about spirituality? What kind of spiritual practices would you say you have?
Well, those dudes, like, bro, they were talking about meditation, and, like, I meditate a lot. And I was thinking, like, I remember the first time, like, my mom caught me meditating in the bathroom. And, like, they were talking all this weird stuff about, like, playing music and, like, sitting by the river
And, like, I can meditate with, like, a Victoria's Secret catalog. Like, I don't need any of the weird, like, hippie stuff. Like, set the tone with candles and rub lotion on me. Like, whatever that Rob dude was talking about. Like, I don't need any of that. I can pretty much meditate. I can meditate in, like, a public bathroom. Like, I do that sometimes. And, like, it keeps me centered with, like, my chakras.
Okay. So, I think you may be confusing the word meditate with the word masturbate. I think I feel like maybe there's a confusion there that's going on.
Yeah, well, like, people pronounce it different.
Well, because one word means one thing and one word means another.
Yeah, like, I'm from New Jersey originally, so, like, I got a little bit of a accent. That's probably what you're picking up on. But, like, I can meditate, like, with the best of them. Okay. Like, I'll meditate both of those dudes. Like, I can meditate, like, four or five times in a row.
So, I mean, just to kind of put it in your words and coming from where you're coming from, in a circle meditation type scenario, you're saying you would finish first.
I'd out-meditate those dudes. Okay. For sure. Excellent. Yeah.
So you're saying that, so as far as what you're saying is your spirituality is you're heavy into meditating. Pretty much wherever the mood strikes you, irregardless of where you may or may not be.
Yeah.
Right. And you just, that's your spirituality.
Yep.
Is meditating.
That's what I do. Yeah.
Excellent. That sounds great. I mean, I think we can all appreciate, you know, your perspective.
Yeah. I mean, like, a lot of people don't know that. Like, bro is, like, I'm deep as fuck. I'm like 9 inches deep. You know what I mean? Like, well, I'm like 5 inches deep, but, like, I've had girls say that it's like 9, like, it feels like 9, but it's like it's 5, right. But it's like a big 5,
right?
Again, but, like, I think
we're getting a little off. I mean, that seems to be another topic that's kind of an other thing.
Yeah, we can do, like, a podcast on that if you want.
No, I don't think we want to do that. I don't think anybody wants us to do that. Well, it was good to see you again, and it was good to have you on so that, again, you could give your perspective on health and fitness and nutrition and spirituality. You're meditating.
Yeah. And the, like, one more thing about their workouts they were talking about, like, they were talking about strength training and like cardio and stuff like that. And, like,
right.
I guess I probably exaggerate a little bit when I talk about, like, I don't do cardio, because I started doing a little bit of cardio. Like, I go, like, from the weight bench, like, to the dumbbell rack. You know what I mean?
Right. You walk from one to the other.
Yeah.
And that's your cardio.
Right. And I'm like, I'm carrying the weights while I'm doing it. So, like, bro, I'm doing some cardio there. And then, like, they talk about plyometrics, which is, like, body weight stuff.
Right.
And, dude, I do a lot of flexing in the mirror. Uh-huh. And I figure that's pretty much like plyometric. Like, I'm just using my body weight to work out and nothing else. So
just
it's
by,
like,
flexing.
But yeah, just like flex, just like,
yeah. And it's hard. I mean, sometimes, yeah, like, when you're holding the phone out for a good angle on a picture.
Yeah,
on a
sometimes
photo.
It takes a long time. Like, you're in the TJ Maxx bathroom.
Right.
And, like, someone's knocking on the door and you're all, like, flexed up, just like trying to get it. Just,
and
it, get
just
it.
That right spot. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I can
that's
see that.
That's tough. So yeah. That's like my plyometrics and, like, my cardio stuff.
Excellent. That's great. Well, again, it was good to see you, bro. And we're glad. You'll have to come back again sooner than later.
Yeah.
And maybe one of these days we can have you and Nick and them, you know, kind of on at the same time. So.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of, like, scheduling conflicts there. So, like, uh-huh. I don't know.
Right. I mean, I don't think you have anything to worry about, bro. I mean, I don't think there's any too hard of feelings there. So, I mean, I don't know. If you're a little nervous, I think you could.
No, I'm not nervous. Like, oh, the, no. Right. No, like, I can bench, like, both those dudes, but, like, I'm just saying, like, I don't really know if our schedules is going to line up or whatever. I don't know. Uh-huh. Just text me and, like, we'll figure it out.
All right. Or, sounds, like, good.
Hit me up on Twitter or something.
Okay. Well, good to see you, bro. All
right, bros.
So, that was good to hear, bro.
I think, yeah, I guess. I mean,
yeah,
maybe that will work for some people.
He gets confused easily, so, you know what I mean? He doesn't really know what we're talking about.
Right. There's probably a couple of, like, Jersey Shore bros out there that'll be able to relate and
that's
maybe
true.
Find that more helpful than the other podcast about health, fitness, and spirituality.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So before we go into our next segment, actually, I just it hit me all of a sudden. I feel like we've been kind of neglecting our characters.
Yeah, we've kind of, well, yeah, I mean, a little bit. I actually had a run-in with Bird today.
Oh, did you?
I did. I had to go to a local business up on the corner of High Street in Maine.
Yeah.
I won't say what business or for what purpose, but I had to go there today. Well, I can say why. I was picking up a check for a job that I had done.
All right.
And Bird was, apparently it's a place he must frequent, I'm guessing, and it seems maybe like he is welcome there to keep his equipment, because he had a lawnmower that looked like he was putting in a shed down behind this business.
Oh, wow.
It. Yeah. And, of course, I stepped out, and he lit up like it was Christmas when I got out of my truck.
Right.
No idea who I am.
No.
But he said that it was really good to see me and that it's been a long time, which he repeated several times. Now, I would have gone down, and I would have talked to Bird. I would have, you know, had it. But I was actually in, like, I was busy. I had to get this check, and then I had to go to another job, and I had stuff to do. So I told him that it was really good to see him, and it had been a while, and I hope to see him again, but I had to, you know, then I kind of cut the conversation short. Because you know how it is with Bird. You get into a conversation, and you do not know how long you could be into it.
No, you get trapped.
Right. But it was nice. It was nice. He always makes me smile. I mean, he's such a happy guy. I've never seen the bad side of Bird. I've always seen the happy, smiling, great to see you, Bird.
He is always so happy to see you, even though he doesn't know who you are.
Yeah.
But it's like, he's best friends with everybody, whether they know it or not.
And has been for a fucking decade.
I haven't seen you since I lived in Winter Harbor.
Exactly. And the thing is that Bird's got to be fucking 40 years older than me.
Right.
Like, Bird, you were, like, where the fuck, I don't even know, I wasn't even, like, you were not, you were out of high school when I was born, for Christ's sake.
I haven't seen you in 38 years.
It's like, Jesus Christ,
no,
man.
Wasn't born then, yeah. Bird. You know, it's funny you say that because I came home on a lunch break today, and when I went to go leave my apartment, as I stepped out my front door, boom, Bird right there.
Really?
And, like, I was trying to get my phone out and, you know, get out Snapchat and maybe capture a little bit of Bird.
Yeah.
But I didn't do it in time, but I did witness as he was walking up Main Street, I saw a truck drive by and, like, yell something. So he, like, went to raise his hand, like, the claw started to go up, and I was like, oh, what's it going to be? Let's see it. Is it going to be the friggin' wave or the Bird?
Yeah.
And he threw me a new one. He did the point. The
oh,
single,
he pointed?
Yep, single finger point, single hand.
Yeah, that's all about you,
like,
brother.
Like, hey, you. I was like, wow, I've never seen Bird point before. It was a new one. I wish I would have captured it, but I'm still just constantly getting bombarded on Snapchat and everywhere else.
Pictures.
Pictures of Bird, pictures of Durag, Pete, yeah. Day in and day out.
Yeah.
Well,
that's good. At least we know everybody's still paying attention. They're still out there. I mean, you know where they are. You know,
right.
You know, we'll know when they disappear.
Yeah, that's true. I think actually we just reached I saw it come up on my Facebook timeline, like the 1-year anniversary of when they found Pete Peterson's body.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's been a little over a year.
Wow.
Was it a year or 2 years?
I was going to say,
no,
I think
it's
been two.
I think it was a 2-year. Yeah, I think on my timeline it was like two, maybe even three. Christ.
Yes. Time flies, man.
It's been a while. But
it has been a while.
But one of the anniversaries of Pete being found.
Yeah.
Which was a sad day.
It was a sad day. Well, it was a sad week or two.
Right.
Well, it was a sad winter, really, because he was missing all winter.
Yeah, that's true.
But,
yeah, hopefully we don't lose any more characters.
Well, eventually, but hopefully not anytime soon.
Right. Now, I do have to mention a new character, and we've talked before about how we were, for a while, we were kind of jumping into it a little too quick. It's like anytime
right.
we'd see somebody new in town,
we'd
hang around, it's like, oh, new character.
Right.
And some of them just fizzled out and disappeared. But
uh-huh.
One that has been sticking around for a while now that I think is safe to add to the roster is Legolas. I'm going to call him.
Okay.
And I don't know if you've spotted him or if you're in town enough to notice him walking around, but the dude he has this like blonde hair in a ponytail that just sways back and forth like a horse tail when he walks, and he
wow.
walks like with the most perfect upright posture.
Yeah. Okay, saw him today.
And that tail just wags in the back, and it's just like a beautiful long ponytail. And he looks like Legolas from
Lord of the Rings.
Exactly.
Wow.
So I think Legolas can officially be added to the characters.
Been here for a while, long enough.
He has, yeah. And I see him quite often, so.
Good enough.
Legolas is out there. Feel free to send us pictures.
Absolutely. We always want to keep some, you know, good records of our newest characters.
Yeah, we want to document them. Make sure they're healthy.
Right.
You know, just kind of check up on them. Keep tabs.
I mean, we're not tagging them like wild animals or anything.
Well, it's kind of like that. Yeah. You see them, like, just if you could clip a, like, tracking device onto
like their ear,
or
something,
we'd appreciate it.
Right. That way we can keep track of where they are, their migratorial, you know, positions and
yeah. Their feeding habits.
That's fucked up. These are human beings. Like we,
right.
Yeah, we got to remember that.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Well, yeah, so that's good. We talked about our characters a little bit.
Yeah, a little character
watch.
They're
still out there. They still exist. They haven't gone nowhere.
Right.
We still love them.
Oh, you know what, too? I'm pretty sure that I spotted Bebop.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Bebop is back.
I think so. See, the thing is, I've never seen Bebop before. I've only heard Bebop being described.
Oh, God, you would know Bebop.
So I was driving up the hill towards, like, China Hill, and this chick is just, like, bebopping down the road towards me with a fanny pack to one side, headphones on, dressed 80s style.
Really?
And just, like, grooving.
Wow, that sounds like Bebop.
And I was like, this has to be Bebop.
That sounds very much. I mean, especially the fanny pack, the 80s style, like the 80s dress. Definitely. But on the hill in China, by China Hill.
Yeah, and I've seen her twice now.
Maybe she moved. Maybe that's why she's not been spotted on the Echo Lake stretch anymore, because she's moved to Ellsworth or something.
Maybe.
That's a possibility.
I was pretty excited, though.
Yeah. But, Bebop is, like, one of the best characters there ever was. I mean, she really, not to knock our other characters, but she puts the rest to shame. Absolutely. Wow. She is so much fun.
I really hope that's who it was. I was just really pumped about it, so.
Well, if you see her again, the best way to test if it's Bebop is to, like, slow down, roll your window down, and pump her up a little bit. You know what right. I mean? Like, give her a little hoot and a little holler. Because if it's Bebop, she will very much appreciate it.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. She
gets
will,
right into
oh,
it, huh?
Get right. I mean, she will dance for you, not just wow. around you. She'll dance for you.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was moving and a grooving, so yeah. I'll try that if I see her again.
That's a good way to tell if it's really Bebop or if it's an imposter.
All right. So I think the next thing we'll do is some news.
So I don't know what the news story is. You're going to surprise me.
Yeah, we got a couple of things. Well, one, you saw the pictures of some nice mug shots.
I did, of a couple of fine-looking gentlemen. A
couple of fine gentlemen.
Uh-huh.
Right
here in the old E-Town area.
Yes, September 23rd. Jesus Christ, that was today.
That's today's news.
Yeah, the headline is EPD arrests two allegedly armed with handguns at local trailer park.
There you go.
Yeah, imagine that.
Imagine it.
Ellsworth police were called to a local trailer park Tuesday after a report of a physical altercation there. Lieutenant Harold Page tells Star 97.7, police responded and found 26-year-old Thomas Krim of Ellsworth and 26-year-old Wyatt Salisbury of Lemoyne, good old Lemoyne boy, allegedly had handguns and were headed for Brookside Court on Cards Court off Long Lane Road.
They were headed down to Cards Court.
Headed to friggin' Brookside Court.
Packing some heat.
Yeah, a couple of guns. Police detained the two and arrested them for criminal threatening with a dangerous weapon. Page says the men were allegedly upset over what the victim had said about a female friend of theirs.
Uh-huh.
Salisbury also had a warrant for failure to appear. Page says a man that felt threatened at the park had a crossbow to defend himself but did not use it.
Well, good thing. Good thing. But I would suggest in the future, don't bring a crossbow to a gunfight. I'm just saying.
Yeah, they definitely had the upper hand.
Yeah, a couple of pistols. And to the guys packing heat, heading up into Cad's Court to defend the honor of their lady.
Freaking talk shit about my woman.
Right.
Freaking come there and shoot you. Exactly. No, if I got a crossbow.
I would just like, I would like to point out, like, I know this sounds really corny, but we all learned a long time ago, you know, the sticks and stones thing. Words are just words.
Right.
Let's not go to gun violence. Because,
or crossbow violence.
Right, because someone called your old lady a whore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or whatever the fuck. But, like, relax a little bit.
I know.
Like, if it ain't true, it ain't true.
Right.
And if it is true, and people are saying it, and it's the truth, well, then, you know, leave the whore. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, don't be with the whore. Like, right. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, I don't
know. Everybody in the trailer park's railing on her. Like, do you really want to be defending her? Do you really want to go to jail over that?
Right. Jesus. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Truth hurts sometimes, but that doesn't mean you got to go packing heat and ready to fucking shoot somebody.
Just because it's talk around the trailer park.
Exactly.
Like,
just let it be. Yeah. Let it be. Just let it be.
Everybody knows how the trailer park rumor mill goes.
Exactly. Once it gets started, it doesn't stop.
Yeah, you just got to let it go.
Yeah.
Well, the problem is, too, with trailer park drama and trailer park gossip is that, especially in those parks, the trailers are also close together that you can hear everybody talking shit.
Exactly.
Like, it's like that.
That's probably how it went.
That
down
old game
too.
Of telephone where you like say something in somebody's ear and then they say it to the next person.
Right.
That just happens trailer to trailer. And by the time it hits the end trailer, the story's been embellished. And she's banged everybody in the trailer park.
Right. Which is probably true. I mean, there's a good chance of it, but whatever. I mean, you don't need to go to gun violence. Gun violence, guys? Really? I mean, you're just going to pull out some guns.
Right. And a crossbow.
What? And a crossbow, right? We don't want to forget the crossbow.
No, you can't.
Well, but that's the thing, though. The guy didn't go to a crossbow because someone assaulted his woman. Like, he went to the crossbow
to
protect
himself
right?
From
he was, right, from the guys with the guns.
Which I guess it's better than nothing. Like, maybe you could hope that you could just, like...
Real quick.
Two birds with one stone, like...
Yeah, I don't know how you would pull that off. Like, two guys with a gun each... Against like one dude with a crossbow. I'm like, he's only shooting one arrow, right?
Right.
Unless
not
he's
very
the green
quick
arrow.
To reload.
Right. And he's like figured out some way to masterfully shoot two arrows at the same time out of one crossbow. Or maybe his dual crossbow. Maybe he had like two, one for each hand. That's hard to load though, one hand.
Probably keeps them preloaded.
True. Cocked, locked, and ready to go.
When you live on the hard streets of
Cards Court,
sometimes you just got to keep a fucking crossbow under your pillow
at night. Did they refer to it, not to sidetrack here, but did they call it, Brookside Court?
Yes.
And then Cards Court.
It says Brookside Court on Cards Court.
On Cards Court.
Long Lane Road.
Off Long Lane Road. So Brookside Court on Cards Court. Off Long Lane Road. Now, right. I know Long Lane Road, and I don't want to brag or anything, but I actually did live.
I was going to say that I didn't want to be the one to drop it, but I had a feeling that...
I had me a tin can. I might have lived in a tuna can.
It was a nice one.
It was. It was a beautiful fucking... Yeah. Yeah, it was all...
Yeah, we used to hang out. Yeah, but you avoided the trailer park politics.
I did not get into the drama.
Right.
There was one little old lady that lived in that trailer park. I'm sure everybody knows who she is.
That crosses the street there by Pizza Hut.
All the time. And I spent many an evening walking her back to her house and helping her bring in her groceries. And that was as far as I went in the trailer park.
Did you ever have a dude come up to you and be like, hey, you banging Gertrude? Because I will shoot you with my fucking crossbow if you are.
I didn't. But I looked over my shoulder on a fair amount of time.
Her. She was somebody's old lady.
You know she was. But I did live in Cards Court, and I didn't get involved in the trailer park drama. And then, you know, some of those trailers are decent. I mean, for a trailer. You know
right.
what I mean? They're nice. The one I had was not. I mean, it was in its day. You know what I mean? Like, in 1952, that was a great trailer.
Right.
That was top of the fucking line.
But in 2006.
Right.
It was past its prime.
A little past its prime.
You made it yours, though. It was homey.
It was home.
It was home. It wasn't homey. It was just home.
It was home-ish. It was home-ish, yes. I mean, there was a sink and a bed, so that's kind of like home.
Right? You had like a candle or whatever, which made it kind of feel like a little warmer.
Right, right.
I think there was a candle. We get another news story here, actually a follow-up of last week's podcast and last week's story.
Which I'm failing to recall.
The break-in in Bangor at Sarah's house.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes. Bangor police say they have made an arrest after a string of home burglaries on the east side of the city. Nelson Kaiser, 24, of Bangor, is charged in connection with four burglaries. An investigation is still ongoing.
Oh, yeah.
Anyone with any information about the burglary should contact Detective Larry Morrell.
Do they have a photo of Nelson?
Yes, they do.
Oh, I have to take a peek at this. Oh, God, that's nasty sounding.
Yeah, we're so professional here. Let me turn my laptop
on. Oh, yeah, no, he's not a fucking sketchy looking dude at all or anything.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't look like he's void of a fucking soul.
No, not at all. Yeah. No, it definitely looks like a human being still exists in there.
Yeah, you pretty much just want him around your kids, like...
Oh, yeah. No, I'd ask him to babysit.
When I'm running a daycare, really.
Right. Or, yeah. Like, be a kindergarten teacher or something.
Yeah.
What the fuck, dude? So, has Sarah seen that?
Yes.
So, she has seen the picture of the dude that was invading her
in her
home.
Fucking house, in her bedroom, rifling through her shit.
Yeah. Oh, my God, dude.
Yeah.
How
creepy,
could you
huh?
ever sleep again at knowing that that fucking thing right there was in your home?
I know.
Not to freak you out anymore, Sarah, but...
All right. Sorry, she doesn't listen to the podcast anyway.
Right. She doesn't like us. Yeah, what a fucking piece of shit.
Now, interesting connection here. I was looking at the news article, and I don't know, this may get way too personal. We may have to edit out. We'll see. I'll run it by some parties, but I was looking at the news article, and somebody had commented on it online, a Mr. Jeremy Mace.
Okay.
Because people were pretty much crucifying this guy and saying, like, good, you know, glad you got the scumbag off the street and this and that. And Jeremy Mace commented on it and said, hey, let's not do the public shaming until the guy is proven guilty.
Okay.
Which, you know.
I can appreciate that.
Yes. Yeah, Sarah was kind of upset about it. And I said, well, you know what? This is obviously a personal issue. And, you know, I know he's guilty. You know he's guilty. And she got a call from the detective, and they confirmed, and I don't know if I can leave this in or not, but confirmed that when he was found, he had her iPod in his fucking pocket with pictures and videos of her on it.
Okay, so yeah.
So, yeah, you know.
That's pretty much him.
Fingerprints lifted at the scene.
Right, but they don't release that shit to the public until they have... completed an investigation, built a case.
Right.
That, and they want to know who the fuck he did it with, because they know he didn't do it alone.
Yeah.
You know this guy wasn't by himself.
Correct.
Well, maybe he was.
Yeah, he could have been. It's hard telling, but, yeah, so, you know, but Mace is right, like, way too many people are too quick to crucify people and publicly shame them before they're convicted guilty. But, that being said, this motherfucker is guilty.
Right.
And he's going to be going down, hopefully, for multiple burglaries.
You know, I sympathize with the ne'er-do-wells. You know what I mean? Like, I can sympathize with the people that have addiction issues and
right.
and that kind of shit. And, they grew up fucked up and blah, 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 blah. But you break into someone's house. I feel like you could do a lot of things in this world. But you break into someone's house. You invade that kind of fucking personal space, that kind of privacy. You steal people's hard-earned shit, shit that they work their ass off to get. I mean, I don't want to sound harsh, but I think you deserve a bullet in your fucking head.
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of fucking shitty things you can do in this world. Stealing is, in my opinion, one of the fucking lowest, and I know that's probably not true. But seriously, like, what a scummy, horrible thing to fucking do.
Especially in that sort of a way. I mean, not to condone stealing from a company or organization. I know you can kind of equate it to the same thing because it is, you know, somebody's hard-earned money in a way that you're taking. But at least it's not invading somebody's personal space directly. It's like, dude, go fucking lift some dumb shit from Walmart and get busted that way or whatever.
I don't know. Maybe it's just me. Maybe it's just maybe I'm talking out my ass or I don't whatever. But like as a way I look at it, Sarah's going to be traumatized by this for the rest of her life. You know what I mean? She just is. I mean, she'll get over it eventually. She'll kind of move on and life will continue and blah blah blah. We hope it doesn't happen again because then she might really be fucked.
Right.
But like. You got to know going into this that you're going to fuck somebody up. Like, somebody's going to come home and realize that some strange person has been in their house, rifled through their shit, and they don't know if you're coming back. Like, you didn't... That's... I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just seems like a horrible thing to do to another person.
It is, and... You know, you mentioned like addiction issues and things like that. And I had a conversation with somebody this past weekend about that very thing and how, okay, yes, I, you know, both of us of all people know that addiction treatment is important.
Right.
And I don't think we should convict as many people for drug related crimes as we do. I think that the energy should go towards treatment when it involves crimes that don't have a victim per se.
Right.
If it's just, you know, caught with drugs, caught using drugs, drug paraphernalia, things like that, those people need help.
Right.
But when it comes to committing crimes, people need to be punished. Right. That needs to happen.
Irregardless of
period.
Why they're committing the crime.
Right.
In all honesty.
Right. Like, you got an addiction problem, that sucks, that's sad, that needs to be dealt with.
Right.
But separate issue, you committed a crime directly where there was a victim, somebody's life was changed, somebody's property was taken.
Right.
That should be pursued to the fullest extent of the law.
Irregardless of your personal problems.
Right.
Because when your personal problems spill over into my life and cause chaos and drama in my fucking life, well, then fuck your personal problems.
Exactly.
Because in all honesty, I got my own fucking personal problems. So don't give me your boo-hoo fucking sob story, and I don't want to hear the little tiny violin playing for your ass.
Right.
Because I got plenty of my own shit going on in my life. That don't give you the right to come fucking steal my shit or fuck with my family or mess with my car. None of that shit.
Exactly.
So I don't care what your sob story is.
Right.
Keep it to yourself.
Yeah.
Now, if you're a junkie and you're sitting in a corner and you're crying over your sob story, well, then I feel bad for you, and I hope you can get some help. I hope there's help out there for you.
Yeah.
But don't let your shit spill over into my life.
Right. So needless to say, if I see this motherfucker in public, he's getting hurt.
Yeah. So you're going to take out some of them boxing lessons on his ass.
That's right. Amen.
He don't know who he's fucking with. He don't know. He fucked up. Like, right. He really fucked up.
Yeah.
Now he's got half of Hancock County fucking wanting to see his ass hang right now.
Yeah, right.
You know, he fucked with one of the two DDs.
That's right. Shitbag. Oh, God. Yeah, so that is our news for the day.
A little bit of follow-up news and a little new news. And
it's good news, really.
It is good news. It's like the good news club.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I am glad that they got, you know.
Yeah.
That's all. And that was quick. I mean, that's quicker. Christ, that was just a week ago.
Right.
So that happened fast.
Yeah.
Way to go, BPD.
Yeah, no shit. I'm impressed. I mean, at least it's not like in the cities where, I don't know, maybe I just watched too much TV, but when this all happened and the night that we were there and the cops were taking fingerprints and stuff, I was like, I'm sure this is the type of thing where they do all this stuff as a technicality, but nothing ever happens. They're not going to find that stuff. They're
right.
Not going to fucking find this guy. But Jesus, sure enough, they did. You know, they tracked him down.
Yeah.
They did their jobs, and they did a damn good job.
You got to hope that somebody who's genius enough to put their entire hand on a fucking piece of glass to break into someone's house is going to get caught. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you really hope. You cross your fingers on something like that. Like, that dummy has got to get caught.
Oh, yeah.
Then my question is he like a serial burglar? 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 Is that the right word? Did I say that right?
Yep.
Nailed it.
By the sounds of it, there have been a rash of burglaries in the area that I think they're trying to tie to this guy.
To this kid.
All in the same neighborhood. Some in other areas, too, that may be related, so.
And you said he was 26?
24.
24.
Yeah.
Which is close. I mean, you're a grown man.
Yep.
You know, you're a grown adult human being.
Right.
It's time to start acting like one.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's too bad, but good. I'm glad they fucking arrested his ass.
Yep. Now there's the part of, okay, you know, I have faith in law enforcement. Finding and arresting him.
Here's the judicial system.
Yeah.
It's the who will he flip on and who can he talk to, and he'll only get fucking 1 week in jail and a fucking 6 months probation, and he's back out.
Or they find some little bullshit detail of somebody used a fucking blue pen instead of a black pen when they filled out the report, so
right.
Therefore it gets thrown out of court.
Exactly.
And he walks.
Yep.
You know, that's sometimes how the legal system works, but
unfortunately
I'll try to fucking be positive and hope that maybe justice will be served and this fucking kid will get thrown in jail.
But at least we got to hope that Sarah will get her shit back, at least some of it.
Hopefully, yeah.
Probably not the cash. Well, unless he's found guilty, then there'll be restitution, I would assume.
Right. Yeah.
And then in that case, I think, what'd she say it was, like $150,000 he stole or something?
What's that? Oh, no, no. It was like...
No, it was like $150,000, I think.
Oh.
In cash. Right.
Yes. Yeah, it was. Right. It was at least $150,000.
At least. Might have been two.
Yeah.
So he's going to be paying for a while on that.
Right. And I had parked my Jaguar in the garage, too,
and
that's
gone.
Where
did that go?
I haven't seen that. Right. So this kid's going to be paying...
I have a signed Babe Ruth baseball that was hanging out there too?
That's right.
I think I had.
You left that there.
I think I did. Yeah. That's missing.
That
now.
Actually kind of did have. There was something about a baseball. We stopped by there on Sunday after we left camp, and there was something with a baseball. Babe Ruth.
Yeah,
I don't know. So
could have been a candy bar.
Yeah, Babe Ruth.
All right. Well, that's good. So I think that's it for this week. We did a little news. We talked about fairs.
We
talked about feeding, stabbing African children for a dollar a day.
Breaking shit.
Yep.
Maybe they should, like, bring some of the African children out, because they're, like, really thin, too. And they could, like, break some of them.
That's truly good.
Now, that probably wouldn't be cool, huh?
Snapping little African children in half.
Right.
Wow. You just went to a whole new level of heartless.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
It's fucked up. It's like solving two problems at once.
Right.
Yeah.
Those guys, though, they go over there. You know that money is not going to feed the children. It's going to build churches, because they're like,
exactly.
Oh, you're hungry? Well, you should pray about it.
Right.
Like, we'll build you a nice big church so you'll have a place to pray that you have food.
You're starving? Here's a Bible.
Yeah.
Right.
You don't need food. You need Jesus.
Exactly.
Yeah, stop vomiting blood and pray.
That's great logic.
Break some boards.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Pray to Jesus, break a board, and you won't be hungry no more.
That's right.
Oh, God. Well, I guess on that note, we should probably call it quits for this week.
Yeah, before it gets any worse.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
And, like, I can meditate with, like, a Victoria's Secret catalog.
Thanks for listening. If you like the show, let people know. Spread the word. Don't forget to like our Facebook page. Check out our YouTube channel and follow us on Twitter. If you have any questions or things you'd like to hear on the show, let us know by emailing us at twodowneastdudes@gmail.com. That's the number 2, downeastdudes@gmail.com. If you'd like to contribute to the show, please click on the Amazon banner on our website at www.twodowneastdudes.com. Again, that's the number 2, downeastdudes.com. It doesn't cost any more, but we do get a small percentage of the purchase price. You can also feel free to donate to us directly via our PayPal link on the website. Come on, dude!